Bicycle.
I want to ride my
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hi, my name is Gene Einfrank, and today we're going to talk about the Loop. And to do that, I have with me Andy Dienauer. Andy is the division manager with Pima County Flood Control. And so, Andy, tell me, what is the Loop?
The Loop is a river park system. It's a multi-use pathway system that borders the Rito River, Pantano Wash, the Julian Wash, and the Santa Cruz River, basically approximately a 60-mile internal loop, and then there's several spurs that take off into different jurisdictions to the north, south, east, and west.
What is your favorite part of the loop?
I am a fan of the Rito section of the loop. It's kind of the granddaddy of the loop, and it runs basically from Craycroft Road to I-10. Several of the sections have pathways on both sides. The vegetation is very mature, so it's an easy ride in the hot summer.
So for this interview, I prepared by going out on the loop with a couple of my friends, and we went from the Mercado downtown all the way to Catalina State Park.
Correct.
That's about almost 20-mile ride, and we only crossed traffic, I think, one time.
Right, probably at Overton Road. There's a push-button signal up there. It's an elevated push-button, so it even has a push-button for people on horses. So, and that's a nice ride. It's a great ride for when it's not too hot, and it's nice because it's uphill all the way, and then you get a nice coast back.
What other destinations would people be attracted to? Just a few.
Generally, it's going to get you to parks along the route. There's a lot of artwork, public art, along the sections of the Rito. And some of the older sections of the Santa Cruz through downtown has some large public art pieces. A few shopping areas along the route, the St. Philip's Plaza area on the Rito, the Pantano and the Julian Wash area is it's kind of nice to ride by the Science and Tech Park and see these massive solar panels out there. There's a lot of sections that are just that thread themselves right through the native desert vegetation, and we do our best to not disturb it, but as far as a riding experience, you're riding through landscape that's hasn't, you know, changed in thousands of years.
So if I don't ride a bike, can I still use the loop?
We have many user groups on the loop. Skaters, a lot of runners, walkers. There's elliptical bikes, a bike that's set up like a rowing machine. And there's pedal trikes where you stand up and kind of oscillate back and forth to propel yourself. So there's many different user groups on the loop. Equestrians are another big user group.
Do you ride a bike?
I do ride a bike. I do about at least 120 miles every weekend, and it's not really work, but I always do have my eyes open for things that need to be touched up on the loop or future improvements that are needed.
Why do you ride? What do you love about riding a bike?
It's just the freedom of being out there, and the loop is a great car-free facility. A lot of people use it for recreation. There's a ton of people that use it for commuting, too, because it connects all parts of the metro area. You know, you can hop off the loop at almost any street crossing and get to where you need to go, you know, or you can just basically circle the metro area on it, and it touches most jurisdictions.
Well, Andy, thanks so much for being with us today on Pedaling the Pueblo and sharing what you know about the loop.
Pleasure being here. Thank you.